Up until now, we've been focusing on developments on the political front within South Africa. Now we cross over to pick up on what's happening in the United Kingdom. And we're joined on the line by Hassan Patel, worked for BBC and Al Jazeera in the UK. Seeing us live from UK. We welcome Hassan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah, fine. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us. Now, what's happening in the United Kingdom? Labour members voting began today on whether to keep Corbyn as leader or vote Owen Smith to replace him. Give us the background to this important moment in Labour Party's future.
Well, the two candidates, the current leader, Jeremy Corbyn, and the challenger, Owen Smith, have urged members to back them because today the ballot papers have been sent to 650,000 members of the Labour Party in the UK. As you know, last year, the Labour Party lost the election, and there was a leadership election. And Jeremy Corbyn, somehow, against all the odds, due to a surge in membership, gave a, shall I say, a bloody nose to the Labour establishment by winning the leadership. However, since that election last year, the Parliamentary Labour Party aren't exactly behind him. They think that he's unelectable. They think his policies are off the mark. And they triggered a leadership campaign, and it's again gone to the wire. And the membership are now voting, which basically will be now from today for the next 3 weeks.
Yes, undoubtedly surprising developments. Is the party headed for split regardless of who wins the elections?
The party is split in many ways. You've got many factions. You've got the Blairite factions who quite successfully won elections under Tony Blair and believe that the Labour Party should take more of a centre-left perspective. You've got Jeremy Corbyn and a left-wing view of giving more powers to the trade unions to go against privatisation, to go against the nuclear deterrent of the British, should I say, army. So there are many different views here, and I think whoever does win this election, there are some wounds which I don't think will be healed, and it's a shame because currently the Conservative Party and the new Prime Minister Theresa May are bringing in cuts to the welfare system. They're minimising the power of the state, and there are many problems that working class, normal people in the UK are suffering. But the opposition, they are so split that rather than focus on one enemy, they're fighting on each other.
Yes, that wastes a lot of energy within the internal politics, undoubtedly. Now, in terms of, you know, the leaders and who's been in the forefront of this, Corbyn has been covered in the media, but Smith not so much. Tell us about Owen Smith.
Well, Owen Smith's a Welsh politician from Wales, and he was a member of the Gordon Brown's government, and he's someone who seemed to be a moderate. However, from my perspective, from what I see on the streets or members, Corbyn has a wider appeal. 650,000 members is a pretty big number for any political party. The Conservative Party, the party of government, only have 150,000 members. So you can see the grasp of Corbyn. However, Owen Smith came as a consensus candidate. He, I would say, is the choice of the party establishment. He's following a lot of Corbyn's ideas, but without kind of explicitly saying that he is taking that route. But I think putting everything to one side, I think why Corbyn has put his name forward and why he thinks he has a chance is that the wider electorate may be appealed to Corbyn. He's a moderate. He's someone who looks good on camera. He's someone who's a typical career politician. Whereas Corbyn, as you know from what you see, isn't someone who follows the norm. He sat on the floor in a train last week on the way to Leeds. He doesn't wear a suit, he just wears a blazer. He's a man of the people, but the media, to a certain degree, are favouring Owen as well, because I think a report came out a few weeks ago that 83% of coverage about Jeremy Corbyn over the past year in the British media was negative. So all these factors are playing a part, but ultimately it's up to the membership of the Labour Party. And I do feel that, you know, Corbyn may win.
Yes, interesting assessment that you share with us on how things may potentially unfold. Why is there such a long impasse from now till the 21st of September to vote?
Well, ballot papers have been sent across all members, 650,000 in total. The special conference, the annual conference of the Labour Party, is on the 20th, 21st of September. Plus, it's this holiday period as well. So I think the party wants to kind of give membership, at least a couple of weeks to choose who the member, the leader is, and then the leader is announced at the annual conference. And that's a norm that most political parties in the United Kingdom usually have if there's an election process in the summer. But I think what will be interesting will be September 21st. Will we see Jeremy Corbyn re-elected? And don't forget, last time he won with a 57% mandate. And if he comes back with a much bigger mandate, do the skeptics remain behind him, or do they split the party? So I think that's the interesting thing that I think people need to kind of keep an eye on now.
Britain votes on the 23rd of June to leave the European Union. Started off as a catalyst for the leadership challenge, with many in the party criticising Corbyn's performance during the campaign. Was this criticism of his performance fair?
I think it was unfair to a certain degree on Jeremy. I think Jeremy should have gone out a bit more, but if you look at the stats, he tried his best. But I think the fault wasn't with Jeremy Corbyn. I think the fault was with the political establishment for the past 40 years. People in South Africa may kind of think that, oh, Britain's become a racist country and there's been xenophobia. Yes, to a certain degree, the media played a part. But if you go outside London, I'm at the moment in the West Midlands, in Birmingham, industry has fallen. Jobs are scarce. And politics has let people down. And I think it was actually a revolution of regression, of hence why people voted to leave the European Union. It wasn't more about the European Union. It was more, I think, they say in British terms, two fingers up against the political establishment. However, it's sad to say, the way the media operates in this day and age, the politicians and the political elite operate, they find a scapegoat. And somehow everyone blamed Jeremy Corbyn for that disaster. And the fact of the matter is, if Jeremy Corbyn wasn't there, I still think Britain would have left Europe.
Is the future of UK politics bright?
Well, at this moment in time, I think with Theresa May, she seemed to be a safe pair of hands. And I think at the moment, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but she's probably at this moment in time, probably the most mature politician you have. However, with politics, you have to have accountability. And you've seen that recently with the ANC and the DA and what happened in the elections. There isn't a strong opposition. The opposition is completely disseminated. The Labour Party is disseminated. The Liberal Democrats are too small. The Scottish independents are more focused on Scotland. I don't think the future, I wouldn't call it bright. I wouldn't even call it bleak. I just think that no one really quite knows where they're going. And usually in times of darkness, you need good leadership. And Jeremy, to a certain degree, has the right ideas. However, I think where Jeremy fails is that sometimes he doesn't like to be polished. He likes to be too simple. And we know that in the days of politics, it's all about spin and it's all about positioning. But I think Jeremy Corbyn is actually a breath of fresh air. And I actually think that, if he wins again, let's see if he can win over the British public. But I think that's going to be difficult because it seems the media establishment itself is against Jeremy Corbyn. And that's where the problem in British politics is. We've got too many career politicians. We've got too much of this interlinked with media. And people are more bothered about how their politicians look and what they say or how they say it rather than the actual substance itself.
Hassan, as always, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much again. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.